10%. So for some of you, you might be thinking about that question and wondering what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about net worth and financials. That's sometimes where people's heads go to. What I'm talking about is the theory of 10-80-10. It's a concept that was developed by the FAA, and it's what they teach their people, and they actually bring others in to train them really on crisis management, safety of your customers, like in the idea, in the moment of crisis, there's this theory of 10-80-10. And so I had the amazing opportunity to hear a speaker speak about this that's been actively involved in this training, in this approach with the FAA. And as I was hearing him speak, he was talking about true crisis management, right? When a plane is going down, or, I mean, there's something major happening, right? A shooting or something like that. But I started to think about what he was talking about, and every single piece of information, everything he was talking about really applied to us as leaders. And so I wanted to explain this theory today because I think it's something just to keep in the back of your head. You know, the good news is those crises don't happen every day, right? The major things that are happening in our lives don't happen every day. But when they do, right, thinking about this theory of 10-80-10. So let me explain the theory itself. So the way it works is they've done studies, right, and they've looked at so many different, you know, crises or disasters or just different things that have happened. And they've really analyzed people's response in those moments. And in those moments, 10% of the people in an emergency will become negative or counterproductive. And what this really means is they will have a meltdown, right? They won't know what to do. They'll freeze. They'll start thinking, you know, the world is coming to an end, and they go into that negative counterproductive space. 80% of the people do nothing. They freeze. They wait for it to be over. They wait for someone to tell them what to do, but they aren't actively doing anything to help the situation. 10%, and this is the most important 10%, is 10% take control. They essentially lead people through the crisis or the emergency. And that 10% are what they call emerging leaders. That's really how they look at it, is these are the people that are calm, you know, in the face of the storm. They are the ones that are trying to focus everybody and figure out a plan in that moment of chaos and crisis. And the funny thing is they are not all presidents of companies, CEOs, they're not all older people, right? They're emerging leaders. They're people that don't even maybe have a title that has anything to do with leadership. But they're calm and motivated, and at that moment, their title, their experience, their background doesn't matter, because they want to be that 10%. They want to be that calm that's going to help take control and get people safely to wherever they need to be. And so what I think is interesting there is the people that do that might not even be people that think of themselves as leaders. Right? They're not thinking about their pay scale or what level they are in their organization when their leadership is needed. They bring it in. They're called to action and they do it. And so as he was speaking about this, right, he was talking about major crises and issues that are happening. And yes, that's much more dramatic, but I think this happens in our day-to-day work as well, is we've got those people that when a major change is happening, they're the ones that go into this is going to be horrible, right? They're spinning everybody up. They go into that 10% of negative or counterproductive. And then you have 80% who know that the change is good or bad, right? They have feedback, but they don't do anything. They wait for someone to tell them what to do. They just take the order, they take the information, and they just do it. Even if they don't agree with it, even if they have questions about it, they just do it. So that's the 80%. And then I think there are that 10% in our organizations, that 10% of people that they see the change, they see somebody struggling, they see it could be a major customer issue, a major brand or PR issue. Is there the ones that are going to be calm and motivated and create the plan and take control and say, here's what I think we need to do? And in our organizations, I don't believe those people need to be at the top of the organization. I don't even think that's necessary, that's where it even comes from, is a lot of times the crises in our organizations are happening at the front line with the customer. And thinking about that 10%, and do we have that 10% that really emerge as leaders, regardless of hierarchy, and they're able to influence and really take control and in a calm way, you know, help everybody get through whatever it is you're going through. And so when the speaker talked about this theory of 10-80-10, he came up, there was three lessons that they teach people within this theory and how they can be in that 10%. And so I wanted to share those with you because, I think there's a real alignment to our work every day and how we think about it in our corporate lives. The first lesson was maintain your point of reference. And you think about it in a, you know, I'm just going to use a plane crash or, right, some kind of major plane catastrophe. The plane's on fire, which is the FAA is training people to be calm in that space. Is maintaining your point of reference is really important because you know where you're at. And you need to be really focused on where you're going and not lose that point of reference, because in a crisis, things can get a little out of control. Well, how is that any different than in our day-to-day lives? If you know your point of reference, where you're going, it's harder to get knocked off track. It's harder for that crisis to completely melt you down and you not know what to do next. And so I think that lesson is very pertinent to all of us, is you need to know where you are. And you need to know where you're trying to go. And so much of this podcast, I mean, you can go back and look in the podcast list. A lot of them are about that, about knowing how to get through the fog and what direction you're pointed in and just continuing to move forward. And so maintaining that point of reference and where you are and where you're trying to go is really important. The second lesson that he gives is wait for the motion to stop. So don't try to do something too soon when everything's still volatile, right? Or everything's still churning and people are, you know, in that state. Wait for the motion to stop because it's not going to go on forever. And then have calm clarity on making decisions to figure out where to inspire people to, right? What's the next move that we need to take? If we try to make that move or try to have that impact too early when everything's still moving, sometimes that can backfire. And so if we wait for the motion to stop, meaning wait for the change to, right, let it simmer just a little bit before we step in and say, okay, here's what I think we need to do. Wait for that. Don't respond in the moment, right, with that customer issue or that PR issue that just blew up. Like, breathe. Let everybody kind of be calm, get to a calm place, and then make decisions from there. And then the third lesson is to practice realistic optimism. And this really just means he talks about having the sense of your surroundings and a reality about what's a threat and what's an issue and what's not. And so in the moment, everything can seem like a threat. Everything can seem like an issue when something's going wrong or when there's a major change happening. Everything feels bad, right? Like it's something that you need to try to tackle or you need to try to fix. But really taking that realistic optimism, knowing what is real in terms of threats and issues, and then having optimism about success and an empathy for what people are dealing with. Because as a leader, if you can empathize with them versus, I'm so sorry, this is happening, that's sympathy. Empathy is, this really sucks, we're going to get through it together. That's the difference between empathy and sympathy. Is empathy is you sit in the suck with them. They know you're clear, but you're also not trying to like put rainbows around it. Like it's all going to be great. It's, I know this sucks right now, but we can get through this and here's what we need to do. So that practice realistic optimism is a really important one, I think, in our environments. And it's something that we all should be thinking about, is when something happens, you know, when change is happening, what kind of energy do we want to bring to the situation? What kind of effect do we want to have on other people? Do we want to be the 10% that becomes negative and counterproductive, right? That spirals down and thinks it's all going to be horrible and we're all going to lose our jobs or you know, something's not going to work. Do we want to be that 10%? Do we want to be the 80% that just does nothing, that doesn't speak up, that doesn't try to make it better, that just waits for whatever's going to happen? Or do we want to be the 10% that takes control of what we can take control of, right? Of what's within our control and our span of influence, but that we take control and we are a calm force to get people through whatever it is that you're dealing with. And I think most of us would say we want to be that 10%, right? We want to be the people that help lead people through a tough time and help them come out the other side better. And so just a reminder today that every single day we have the opportunity to be 10%. It's in big and in small ways. This doesn't have to be a major catastrophe for you to be that 10%, that emerging leader that's going to help people get through something. And we have the opportunity in our families, with our employees, with our coworkers, and even in our communities and where we're actively involved. Like, we have the opportunity to not be the negative side of things, to be that positive side, to say, we'll get through this. And it sucks right now, but here's what we need to do. And to be that person that takes charge. And so that's just my challenge for you today, is to think about the times in your life when you maybe have or have not been that 10%. And you haven't been that calm force that helps take control and really move people forward. And so today's a new day. And we have that opportunity to make a different decision when we're in those kind of situations. And so that's my challenge for all of you today, is to, the next time you have the opportunity, to stay in that 10% and be that positive force through the change. So as always, thank you for being here. Thanks for engaging. Thanks for listening to my information and to these ideas that I learn and that I want to share with you, because I think that it makes us all better as leaders in our organizations and in our businesses. So as always, make sure that you're paying attention to what your superpowers are and you're using them to drive that next level of success, whatever that looks like for you. Thanks, everyone.